Welcome to our comprehensive guide on when to take down hummingbird feeder. Whether you're a hummingbird enthusiast or a curious gardener, we'll take you through all you need to know about these mesmerizing creatures and how to best serve them. For centuries, the radiant colors and rapid wing movements of hummingbirds have captivated us. One of the purest joys for many bird lovers is setting up hummingbird feeders to invite these tiny marvels into their gardens. Yet, there's always one question that surfaces every year. When is the right time to take down that hummingbird feeder? If you're here for a quick recommendation, here it is. Four key takeaways. 1. Cold winter areas. Remove the feeder by late October to early November. 2. Mild winter areas. Keep it up year-round if hummingbird activity persists. 3. Understand hummingbird behavior and dietary needs. Regular maintenance is vital. 4. Climate change and local ecosystem changes might necessitate adjusting your feeding timings. As a dedicated bird watcher, I've spent countless hours observing these vibrant birds, and I'd love to share my insights. Let's start with understanding hummingbird behavior. Migration patterns. They're migratory, moving between breeding and wintering locations. Migration dictates when to put up or take down feeders. Knowing local species helps anticipate their coming and going. Aligning feeders with their cycles can be immensely helpful. Food and nectar needs. Their fast metabolism demands constant food. Nectar is vital, but so are insects and spiders for protein. It's crucial to strike a balance for their diet. When we talk about feeders and seasonal timings, we're looking at springtime arrival. Set up feeders early for early migrators. Provide fresh nectar for energy. Summertime abundance. They might visit less, but keep your feeder as a backup food source. Autumn departure, monitor visits. As visits decline, it might be time to consider removing the feeder. Proper feeder maintenance can't be emphasized enough. Cleanliness, it's crucial for their health. Clean feeders deter diseases and pests. Nectar replacement. Fresh nectar keeps them healthy and coming back. Especially in warmth, replace nectar frequently. But it's not just the seasons. Other factors play a role too. Climate change. Rising temperatures might change migration routes and timings. Local ecosystems. A decline in local flowers might mean more feeder visits. Urbanization and other factors can also influence their behavior. If you're curious about the common species in North America, here are the top 7. Rufous hummingbirds, notable for their orange plumage. Ruby-throated hummingbirds, with iridescent green backs and ruby throats. Broad-billed hummingbirds, with broader bills and blue-green colors. Buff-bellied hummingbirds, known for their green tops and buff bellies. Black-chinned hummingbirds, identifiable by their black chins. Anna's hummingbirds, known to brave colder weather. Calliope hummingbirds, the tiniest with unique magenta streaks. So in conclusion, nature and hummingbirds teach us that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Observe, understand, and then act. Deciding when to take down your hummingbird feeder is not just a task, it's a gesture of care and commitment. Thank you for tuning in, and may your gardens always buzz with the iridescent glow of hummingbirds. Bye for now.